Let's travel to Crestline. Located off of Highway 138 on the Rim of the World Highway, east of Interstate 15, the Cajon Pass, directly east of Silverwood Lake, west of Twin Lakes and Lake Arrowhead. It's considered the gateway to the camping and recreation activities of the San Bernardino National Forest, usually 10 to 20 degrees cooler than the valley cities, and they get over 20,000 tourists a year. The estimated population is 8,000. The age breakdown is 16% are under 18, 45%, the majority, are between 18 and 54, 26% over 55. 67% are high school graduates, 27% have college degrees. The average income is $42,000 a year, $62,000 average household income. 77% are white, 17% are Hispanic, African Americans at 2%, and both Asian and American Indian are a little over 1% each. The median age is 44. The male to female ratio is 51 to 48. 71% own, 29% rent. The average household is about three people. 50% are married, 5% widowed, 14% divorced, and 29% never married. There are quite a few veterans that live here. 57% of them, there are 619 of them. 57% served in Vietnam, 15% in Korea, 13 in First Gulf War, and 15 in the Second Gulf War. In 1917, the Pacific Electric Company developed an area for its employees to vacation. So like little campsites where they could eat and play and socialize and recreate. The development became a mountain community in 1906 when investors purchased some of the land. Henry Guernsey was one of them. And he was quoted as saying, "Here on the summit of the range, far above the heat of the valley, a summer colony will be established, which shall be a veritable summer city among the pin or pines." The New Crest community was first called Summer City in the Pines. Later in 1906, they had a contest and Dr. Wesley Thompson came up with the name Crestline, which won the prize. Dylan, a Hollywood screenwriter for Keystone Cops series, came to Crestline to help his asthma, and he eventually was healed with the mountain air, so he decided to create the Crestline Tavern. He built a cabin and a store and became the first postmaster of the post office. Later, more and more cabins began popping up on either side of his store and tavern. During the 20s, this sparsely settled region would start getting some subdividers, like Lake Arrowhead was having, so subdivisions sprang up. So instead of it just being Crestline, within Crestline, there would be clusters of homes that became called Skyland Heights, Cedar Pines Park, Valley of Enchantment, Twin Peaks, Alpine Glens Park, Cedar Pines Highlands, and Valley of the Moon. In 1928, Charles Mann, a mountain developer, bought the center of Crestline and began to remodel the business district. He built the Rim of the World Inn, hired Millard Binney to manage its sales, who hired a real estate bus to encourage prospective buyers from LA. By the end of the decade, there were 500 homes in the Crestline area and 1,000 more in the adjacent communities. So, Lord, we pray for their environmental issues. They face fires, drought with the Lake Gregory, even though it has a dam. They have had some issues with that, and they need snow. So, Father, we pray for that to happen. We pray for a prevention of fires, that they would take the upper hand on that. I know they're cutting down some trees even now to help with some electrical issues. We pray that they will continue to be proactive in preventing from any issues by environmentally that they can. Post-pandemic, they've had some closures economically. So, Father, we pray for an increase of business, new creative ways to bring in tourists, and that camps would reopen. We pray for San Bernardino County that governs this area, that they would do it with integrity, fairness, and if anybody is doing anything illegally or wrongfully or evil, we pray they would be exposed and removed. The crime there, they have a huge problem with methamphetamine, mental health problems, abuse among children and adults, both physically and mentally. A crime occurs almost every day on average. The violent crime is D+, property crime C+, and other is D. The top issues are vandalism and drugs, burglary, assault, theft, and vehicle theft. So God, we pray that this would decrease by the gospel being preached with boldness. We pray for the poverty rate, which is as the average of the nation or California at 15, it's the highest among the children. We pray for this to go down as well as people find jobs and are able to pay their bills despite the inflation that we are all experiencing. We pray for the number of cases to decrease. There are 65 as of today. We pray for the schools that are in the area and pray, God, that they would experience life and life more abundantly. We pray that they would not teach the CRT or the LGBTQ, and families would stand up against it and would win. We pray for Camp Sealy, Lake Gregory Recreation Area, the Heart Trail, and other places around the area for people to enjoy. We pray, God, that they would be safe. We pray for their spiritual issues. We lift up all the churches that we could find, even though this is not an exhaustive list. Lake Gregory Community Church, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini Parish, Crestline First Baptist, American Baptist Church, the Crestline New Life Fellowship Church, Assembly of God, Twin Peaks Community Church, Calvary Chapel, Jubilee Mountain Fellowship, and the Mountain Hope Center. We pray, God, for pastors to pray together. I know that there are some that already do. We do pray, God, for unity among the believers, that they would pray for each other and lift each other up, not putting each other down or be a clique, that there would be a revival and awakening in each of the churches and they would see growth, that there would be laborers for the harvest, creative ways to help those battling with addictions, support and prayer and transformation for those facing abuse, the needing for healing and deliverance would occur. A decrease in the meth problem and replace with a desire for the things of the Holy Spirit. We pray for intercessors to rise up and claim this city for God, that the Lord would move in such that you, God, would move in such a mighty way that would be in the news that these changes occurred and that you would get all the glory in Jesus' name.